Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cool Your Life Podcast Show.
When I've been down and a down is up, when your half full glass looks like a half empty cup, when you're running into dead ends and everywhere you turn, well, seize the opportunity, live and learn. Hey,
welcome. Just want to know how many Star Wars fans watch the Mandalorian. You know, it's really, really a good show. And I'm glad they came back for a third season. I like the other Star Trek series, TV series. I like all three of them, especially Obi-Wan Kenobi. And I like the other one that they had, the guy in Rogue One. I like that one too. And I like the Book of Boba Fett. I hope that we're going to see that again. And I'm telling y'all, get ready for Fallout. That's right, Fallout, the series, the game, Fallout. How many of y'all is a Fallout fan? Play Fallout 76. Or play Fallout 4 or 3. I'm the ready player there for the show. I'm the ready player on my big screen TV. I'm the ready forget about y'all. Nah, I'm just kidding. I ain't gonna forget about y'all. I'm gonna be thinking about y'all the whole time I'm on vacation. I probably won't stay on vacation that long because I just want to get back bugging y'all. You know, talk about something about nothing, a little bit about something, a little bit about nothing or something. You know. And that's just the way it is, you know. That's the show. That's we talk about things unexplainable, the weird, supernatural, paranormal, science, UFOs, you name it. We're going to talk about it on this show, you know. And we're going to go to YouTube and listen to the other YouTubers. Do stories and stuff. Like I said, I got this guy who do stories. He has some really good stories that he tells. And I'm gonna call it Story Hour on Queen Willock Podcast and Radio Show. And he gonna be telling some really good stories. And some of these stories is too good to be true. It's up to y'all to believe them or not, okay? Fact or fiction. Alright. So when I start doing this, I mean, some of y'all probably already know the guy. He's on Facebook. He's on YouTube. And all of that. Okay. So I keep forgetting the guy's name. I was watching a lot of his videos today on break and stuff. But I will remember his name. Okay. For y'all. So y'all can go look it up on YouTube, okay? And when I start the YouTube channel, we're going to watch his videos and other videos too. And it got this other guy who wears a baseball hat with his hat, and he be watching videos. Then I found another woman who do the same thing. She's like even African American, African or Jamaica. she do the same thing. She watch the videos and she talk about the videos. You know? So, it's something, what you call, you know? Everybody is doing it, you know? And why not? Why not get into it on the Corey Whitlock podcast and radio show? You know? So, that's what we're going to do. Remember, just go to YouTube, put a like, put a thumbs up, and subscribe to the channel, because we will get some more, you will be getting some more content of videos as me recording the show, and I will be waiting at you, waving to you, and all, and you'll be watching me during the show, okay? So, soon enough, I'll get ready to do that, okay? But I'm not going to do it now. Not going to do it now because I'm too close to the vacation and it's just a lot of work to do, you know. And I've been telling y'all all this. Season 5 is going to be really good. Really good. It's just going to be just like Discovery Season 5. Season 5 of Discovery is coming 2024 and it's going to be one of the best Star Trek series ending last season finale that we ever seen. Captain Burton and her crew is really going to give us to us. And the start, USS Discovery is one of the best crew. The best crew. The best ship. Ever. Okay? My opinion. My opinion stands. I don't care about the rest of the YouTube critics and all that. They didn't sit down and really enjoy and be thankful for the show. Some of them. You know? Don't hate them for it. That's just them. You know? Some of them might just mad because of the woman in charge. And she a color woman. I mean, she's an African-American, beautiful African-American woman who took control. You know? She doing it. You know? Just like Cisco, you know, Benjamin Cisco, he didn't take no mess. She don't either, you know, and that's how it be, you know. Of course, Kirk didn't take no mess, but he always have an attitude up his, you know what. And Picard, sometimes that brain was sticking out of his bald head, you know. Now, I don't know about Christopher Piper. Haven't been deep in the series yet. I'm going to give them like, least at the end of season 4, season 3. And I'm going to give them right at the middle of season 4. Because it's going to be a season 4. And they just go ahead and give them a whole 7 seasons. They know they're going to do it. So won't they just go ahead and say 7 seasons. Okay? They know it. They know they're going to do it. They didn't give Discovery the last 2, so they gonna give, you know, try to please the crybaby fans. You know, some of us don't really care long as we got Star Trek back. You know, some of us don't really care. It says on the YouTube channel, you know, Captain Jack and a couple other Star Trek YouTubers don't really care. They got their favorite. They already say they got their favorite. You know, Discovery was good. They do, some of them, I listen to them, and they say Discovery was good. But the rest of the critics, YouTube critics, are Star Trek. Just don't get it. And then you go on your phone and see these phony polls and all everything, and then you get this article that Star Trek Discovery fans are fake, but that article is fake, you know, and that article is just a abstraction to realize that Discovery did have fans, had a lot of fans, you know. So my opinion, man, you know. And Discovery, the USS Discovery is one of the best ships I ever seen in Star Trek. You know, I played the USS Discovery on Star Trek Online. I got it. I got the ship. The ship is beautiful. Oh my god, the ship is so beautiful. I just explored the whole ship in the bridge and everything. And their uniforms, when they go on away with missions, they got some cool uniforms and stuff. I know, I'm born some non-Star Trek fans, you know. But, you know, baseball fans, okay, listen. I don't know nothing yet. Let's start some music.
I saw to the end days. You're right. Yeah, we cruising through.
Cruise.
And that 97 Cutlass strolling through the air. Bass booming, it's a party inside the slab. It's whatever, baby, you could put it on a tab. Blessings in the wind, shall I see it, then I grab. Ay. Probably with the set making bangers. Spare time, we be riding swingers. Pushing on them gears, pushing on them gears. Out here, and we swinging. Watch for the scanners, watch for the scammers. We be setting standards, we be setting standards. Only going forward, ain't no going backwards. Anytime we in the booth, it's a fire hazard. Put some Dayton's on it, now they hating on it. Supreme clientele, they was waiting on it. Pontiac Firebird flying on them. I got a need for speed, I'm a Florida on them. Gran Turismo running game on them. This is custom kitted, whip the paint on them. Fools of motorsport, change lanes on them. Twist the metal gang, throw the flame on them. Probably with the set making bangers. Spare time, we be riding swingers. Pushing on them gears, pushing on them gears. Out here, and we swinging. Watch for the scanners, watch for the scammers. We be setting standards, we be setting standards. Only going forward, ain't no going backwards. Anytime we in the booth, it's a fire hazard.
Woke up feeling blessed, I ain't dealing with no stress today. Staying to myself, cause I won't let them get the best of me. We been pushing forward, we ain't focused on what's yesterday. They wanna know the formula, can let them know the recipe. Whoa. Metal to the floor, hear the engine roar. Pull the top down on the two doors. You can't push no buttons in this new car. Can't let them push our buttons, we came too far. Sometimes you gotta remind them what you do it for. We done came up, we was too poor. Got the butters on the feet, we from New York. They can feel it in our body, know we too pure. We was too mature, way before 24. I got kicks up in my closet that I never wore. We was down bad, now check the new score. They know it's ISO to the indie, we the new norm.
97 Cutlass, strolling through the eye. Bass booming, it's a party inside the slab. It's whatever, baby, you could put it on a tab. Blessings in the wind, shall I see it, then I grab, ay, ay, ay. Blessings in the wind, shall I see it, then I grab, ay, ay, ay. Blessings in the wind, shall I see it, then I grab.
Ay, probably with the set making bangers. Spare time, we be riding swingers. Pushing on them gears, pushing on them gears. Out here, and we swinging. Watch for the scanners, watch for the scammers. We be setting standards, we be setting standards. Only going forward, ain't no going backwards. Anytime we in the booth, it's a fire hazard.
Wow, that's pretty good rap song. I hope y'all like that. There's no real news in the news right now. Baseball is already just started. I think it starts this week. I think the Yankees, one of them, start this week. I know the Orioles start next Thursday. And I guess the rest of the team, the regular team, starts soon. So I will be keeping an eye on who going to the World Series and all. And as we know that spring is here and summer is coming. So anytime baseball is up and going, regular seasons is hitting, we are in motion. We are in the middle of the year. Wow. It just seemed like we was at New Year's like yesterday, you know. We were celebrating January the 1st. Now look where we at. Time is flying, people. And that's why I keep telling y'all, every time I get on here, get right with Jesus. Get right with Jesus, okay? Don't know. Now North Korea got a new missile. New warhead. You know, we got a ship. We got USS, what you call them, is at South Korea. You know, and this Reddit article that we, North Korea got a new, nuclear missile. Don't believe me, read it up. But they got one versus Russia, then it goes to China, then it goes all the way to North Korea, then it goes back to China, then it goes to Russia, then it goes to North Korea. You know, I don't know what's going on with this, you know, but I just say, people, just keep an eye on the news. Don't have to watch it 24/7, okay? Don't do that to yourself. Just flip the flicks. Watch your favorite TV shows and all. But now and then, keep an eye on what's going on. Because we don't never know. You know, remember in the 1960s? Remember how close we came to ending the world? Remember? We are there again. And Russia is leading the pack. You know, they say they want peace. They say only time will see. You know, only time will tell. And that's why I say keep an eye on it. Those who like this kind of stuff and know what's going on, I'm asking y'all to keep an eye on it too, mostly. Okay? Leave your comments on the YouTube channel, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Remember, pull a like, subscribe to the channel, and push that done button, okay? And when you do, you'll get a notification. Remember, read that bell, because sometimes YouTube, this don't work. People at YouTube, their brains, just like Donald Trump sometimes. And every time you put up a new video or new podcast, you will get a notification, okay? On the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. And, you know, and just enjoy the show, you know? That's really what I can say to you, you know? Here's some more music, and I don't know who this guy is. ISOINLNDIES. You can read that one. I'm glad you could. Here's some music from him.
Yeah. These are my memoirs. Light up a cigar. Smoke up the memories as I sit and dust them off. Why do people say it's just to piss you off? Ignore them, no call button, and then dress to par. Now they can't test the guards. Had to defy the odds. It only get tougher back then. We thought times was hard. Told them don't write me off. Told them don't type at all. To all the ones that gave up, this a reply to y'all. That wavy haired kid that you knew been on a tear since. The cries was lower than the laughter now that I'm hearing. The praise for staying committed to something they played with. It was always about us. It's never about who's your favorite. Took my insecurities and made my future more secure. The way we moving, it's like we really been here before. The proof is in the progress from the year before. Furthermore, we wanted to further things more. They took another route, so what you think we kings for? No angel ever said, yo, who these wings for? Ain't no champion ever said, who these rings for?
So don't question what God doing, who you live for. Start accepting who you are and what you do it for. Doing less, doing more, it's really either or. Meet them halfway when one close, here go another door. Here go your dreams, what you running for? Head full of steam, cause you want it, huh? But it's in your genes, you was born a star.
Yeah, damn, we done came far. The blessings soon pay off. I don't get a day off. Feel like the playoffs, they like way I gon' take off. Dale got laid off, now we focused on trademarks. We just making hits after hits, no Adolf. Now they wanna eat off the same plate that I ate off. They really be brainwashed. I sold in for trade-offs. Listen to these verses, these the thoughts that I brainstorm. People do me wrong, but nowadays I just pray for them. I've been under pressure, you can't tell cause I stay calm. I need peace and quiet, all I hear is the rain falls. Now all I see is green like my name was Draymond. ISO the brand and you know we gon' rain on. Shout out to the fans from the jump that stayed on. Rolling every hour of the day till the pain gone. Now every time we drop, yeah they know that it's napalm.
ISO.
Very good message. Very good message. I listened to the lyrics and it sound pretty good. Pretty good message, you know. I like the way he put Jesus in there, you know. So, yeah, I'll probably play him more again, too. But I'm hoping everybody getting ready for baseball, for their favorite team, you know. And we might see some surprising teams get to the playoffs. Into the World Series, you know. I like to see Chicago in there. I definitely want to see the Orioles in there, you know. And maybe Texas Rangers, you know. I mean, see some new teams in there trying to get up there in the World Series, you know. Just like on football, we need some new teams. Seem like same old teams. You know, I'd love to see some new teams in baseball, in football, and baseball. You know, I really don't watch basketball. You know, and I know some of y'all is into the March Madness and all, and that been going on for a long time because I used to watch the morning show with Don and Marty, and they always talk about March Madness. Every March, they would be so excited about March Madness. And then the whole Channel 13 crew back then will do something for March Madness for the viewers, the people who watch them. You know. But your sport is your sport, you know. That's what we are about humans. And give us our freedom, and that's give us our freedom as Americans, because we can watch basketball more than we like baseball or football, or we like football more than we like basketball or baseball, or vice versa. But just think about all those other people, like in Russia, North Korea, and China, who don't have that opportunity, you know, and they picked by their governments. The governments choose them. And if you don't win, you go back to your home country and you disappear. If you don't win for your country, you disappear. I'm not lying, people. Look it up. Some of the athletes in the Olympics that came and recognize China and also Russia when they was in the Olympics. Those athletes, what happened to them? You know, sometimes they disappear. I even heard on the news sometimes. You know, I'm so glad to be American, man. I just hope this peace thing is real. You know, keep this country going for 200 more years, 2,000 more years, because this is the greatest country in the world. It got its faults, yeah. It got its ugliness, its abuse, and everything. But the past is written, people. The past is written. And every American, from American Russian to American China to American Muslim, and all Americans, we can work together and put this country and keep this country strong, okay? Especially the generation that's coming up. We got to work together. No, y'all got to work together, children. Y'all the ones going to be running this show when all the us old folks is gone, you know? And y'all going to just go make more things better, like more podcasts is better, more TV better. The Ventures is just going to go upgraded and going to go upgraded and upgraded. Some of y'all probably do go to Texas universities and all, and discover more technology. One day we're going to have the transformer, and be able to transform place to place, just like they do in Star Trek. And I found on YouTube channel that one doctor that worked for NASA might just found the warp drive engine. Can you believe that? I was watching it this morning. He worked at NASA and he developed a warp drive engine. Now, we don't know it works yet or not. So please don't get excited, Star Trek fans. But it's on YouTube. I'm going to let you listen to it when I get back in July, okay? I'm going to tease you with it, make you think. But if this thing do work, and it actually works, and it do, I think it says 99.9, something like 99. You have to go up to 9.9 to match the speed of light. Now, we broke the speed of sound, and I know one day we're going to do break the speed of light. But if this scientist from NASA actually did this, and he actually got the warp drive engine, this can be game changer for Star Trek and Paramount and CBS and Gene Roddenberry. Just think about it. If this thing actually worked, this engine, this warp speed engine, actually work, Star Trek is going to be one of the most famous TV science fiction show in history. The warp drive works. Mostly all the technology, like the view screen, the communicator, because I got a communicator that I can hook up to my phone, the old communicator in the badge, Kong badge, and I can hook it up to my phone and be a Bluetooth communicator. And all I have to do is it makes the same sound that the original communicator do. I know y'all seen it on eBay. I know some of y'all hardcore Star Trek fans already got one. But believe me, I got one. I mean, it broke when I got out the cab and everything, so I have to go get a new one, you know. And the one I got to wear on my shirt, you know, I just have to get a new one for both. But it got the next generation, and it got the original comm badge, and it's a Bluetooth. You hook it up to your phones, your smartphones, and you use it for Bluetooth. And I already know the Star Trek fans, maybe Star Wars fans have it already. Probably got it up in their display cabinet. And I'm going to get me a couple when I get everything together. But I'm going to get the replacement that I lost. And I'm going to keep the one that I broke and everything. But I'm going to get another one, you know. And they all on YouTube, and they only like $200 to $300. You know, I mean, not on YouTube, on eBay. Alright? But this is real. And some of the technology, including in Star Wars, we actually got. You know? Look at the new cars. Go sit in the new smart cars. I was sitting in a car that picked me up, that was Uber. They picked me up, and I was just looking at this display, the string display he had on the Witcher car. And it actually showed a big screen and a little icon, the car, showing the car where it's at and everything. And this car looked like a space car. I don't know who made this car, but it was an Uber driver. He had one, and the rooftop, oh my God, the rooftop, you can see everything. It looked like the car would just open up. I mean, it was amazing. So, we already there, guys. And like I said, this engine works. Star Trek, oh my God, this thing, is this warp drive engine actually work? It's a game breaker. It's a game breaker. Star Trek and Star Wars won't become, won't be fantasy no more. It won't. It goes to 9.99. Match the speed of light. Some scientists say it might not work. He's still got it on paper and everything. I don't think they built it yet. But if they build this thing and this thing works, I don't know. I thought I would never see it in my lifetime. But when I saw this on my Galaxy phone, I was like, what? This man built this thing. So I believe he might be from another world, another dimension. You know? He might be a Vulcan. Who never know. He might be. I believe they are here. I believe aliens are here. They in disguise. They come. You know. But. I mean. You gotta hear this. I gotta find it. And you gotta hear it. I mean. I still don't believe it. I'm gonna find it so y'all can listen to it.
Chance.
Yeah. There's something for the hard rock fans. Okay, here this thing, guys. Try to listen to it best you can, because I got the computer over on the other side. So, I'm going to try to get the audio best I can. And this thing is real. It says, NASA designed a near light speed engine that breaks the law of Phillips. Okay? Right on the YouTube channel. Okay, here it goes.
One of the most basic laws of physics states that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. The principle on which all of our space rockets have been operating. They blast off into space with a propellant on one end, thrusting the rocket into another direction. A NASA engineer at the Marshall Flight Center in Alabama has now designed a helical engine that is claiming to need absolutely no propellant to travel at the speed of light. And it's causing quite the stir as it goes against the very laws of physics. What does NASA have up its sleeve? Will the new engine defy the laws of physics, or will it fail before ever taking off? Welcome to Factnomenal, and today we will take a look at NASA's new near-impossible light-speed engine that could change the future of space travel as we know it. The idea that one could travel at the speed of light seems to be something possible only in sci-fi movies. To be precise, the speed of light is measured at 299,792,458 meters per second. Coming close to achieving that speed seems impossible and oftentimes far-fetched, but that hasn't stopped mankind from pushing new boundaries and daring to try for things that seem way beyond our reach, and the new NASA engine embodies just that. Take, for example, the fact that before 1947, traveling at the speed of sound was even unheard of. But then came the famous commercial supersonic Concorde jet, double the speed of sound, which could take you from New York to London in approximately 2 hours and 52 minutes, compared to the 6 hours and 50 minutes it would take us today. Pretty neat, huh? Though we don't see them anymore, the mere fact that these engines did become a reality is enough to inspire future inventions. With that said, traveling at the speed of light is not as simple as it seems. Mostly used as the most preferred unit to measure the distance in space, especially considering how most points of our interest in space lie many years away, reaching them is even harder. With astronomers and scientists constantly studying, observing, and looking for new Earth-like planets and satellites that could possibly hold human life in the future, we sure would need a good way to even possibly get there. Given the current state of propulsion technology, traveling to other celestial bodies deep in space would take tens of thousands, if not millions, of years. Space is simply too big, and it would take years and years for us to even reach our closest neighboring stars and planets. To put it into perspective, if the New Horizons spacecraft, which reached Pluto by traveling at a whopping 58,000 kilometers per hour, were to be used for space travel to, say, Alpha Centauri, it would need no less than 78,000 years to do so. Other things to worry about would be fuel and how much of it we would need to actually navigate through the cosmos. There is therefore a need for something that could solve all of these problems and is still able to move at an astonishing speed.
New ride? Yep, we're cruising in style with Verizon Home Internet. Got it for just $25 a month. No hidden fees, no surprise price hikes.
NASA has been at the top of its game recently, and they are constantly trying to find solutions to the bigger problems. David Burns, a NASA engineer, has been
doing
just
that in his spare
time. He claims to have designed an engine concept that could, theoretically at least, accelerate to 99% of the speed of light.
99%.
If that sounds amazing, just wait. It gets better. This engine wouldn't even be relying on a propellant to achieve this. The engine was proposed to NASA and made public on October 11th, 2019. In his paper published called Helical Engine, he He goes into detail explaining how this futuristic spacecraft is able to be propelled into space by using in-space engines that will not be needing any fuel. Now, this in itself is not an entirely new concept, as attempts at such engines without the use of a propellant have been made in the past. In the late 1970s, U.S. inventor Robert Cook patented an engine that converted centrifugal force into linear motion. And in the early 2000s, British inventor Roger Scheuer posed the EM drive, which he claimed could convert trapped microwaves into thrust. So how exactly would this new helical engine work? The helical engine takes advantage of the loophole in Einsteinian physics by accelerating a loop of ions to near light speed and then manipulating their velocity, and by the laws of relativity, their mass, as a result of which the engine would be thrust forward without having to even shoot anything out behind it. Burns himself explains that the engine can basically be understood with the following illustration. Imagine putting a ring in a box that bounces in one direction while the box recoils in the opposite direction. In turn, when the ring inside the box hits the end springing backwards, the box's recoil direction is changed as well. Now, under any normal circumstance, the box would wiggle back and forth, but since both the box and the ring would be moving at the speed of light, by the time the ring reaches the end of the box, the mass would increase as it would travel faster while bouncing back, thus resulting in forward momentum. Though the helical engine would not require a propellant, a particle accelerator and ion particles would do the job instead. The spacecraft is said to be able to blast off into space with any propellant just by leveraging the mass-altering phenomena that occurs at near-light speed. And since the engine is said to be traveling at the speed of light, this may just work out. The moment David Burns' paper was published, it caused a massive stir among the entire space community, levels of which had only previously been seen when it came to the famous EM drive. Some have even claimed that the very basis of this new engine could possibly be violating the laws of physics. Some argue that while the engine concept is great, it's just that. Great, on paper, but practically, not possible. So, let's break it down. The EM drive and Robert Cook's engine were both never successfully demonstrated and heavily violated the conservation of momentum, a core physical law. The principle of the conservation of momentum, which states that the momentum of a system remains constant in the absence of any actual forces. This helical engine should not even be possible. Then, of course, there is the special relativity loophole. You gotta love a loophole. Unlike the other machines, the helical engine makes use of special relativity, according to which an object gains mass as it approaches light speed. Burns has envisioned swapping out the box and the ring that he used in his illustration for a more helix-shaped accelerator from which it derives its name, generating a net thrust in a preferred direction. The engine would then accelerate ions, confined in a loop to moderate relativistic speed, and then vary their velocities to make alterations and changes to their mass. The ions are moved back and forth by the engine, along the direction of travel to produce thrust. But the engine has no moving parts except for the ions traveling in a vacuum line, all while being trapped inside electric and magnetic fields. Sounds great so far, right? The engine concept is yet to be reviewed and tested, and many are already debating whether or not this will be a success. If, somehow, it does show potential and prove a success, it would mean that many core physical laws would be put into question. Others argue that it wouldn't necessarily defy the laws, but rather can be seen as expanding our understanding of the laws of physics and suggest that perhaps we have a lot more to learn. Either way, until it has any precise physics experiments and proof to support it, the laws of physics will still stand strong. With anything new, and especially something that's not been done before, there will always be certain hurdles. The new engine is no exception, and many argue the drawbacks are just too many in this case. When it comes to the NASA helical engine, there are a lot of things to consider. One being the size of the engine, and in order to even make it a possibility, the engine itself would have to be 200 meters long and 12 meters wide, which would render it not suitable for space travel. It would also have to be immensely powerful, requiring almost 165 megawatts of power to generate a single neutron of thrust. That means it would require a massive amount of input for a very teeny tiny amount of output, which is extremely inefficient. The engine would also require the frictionless environment of space to be able to reach meaningful speeds. Burns himself has stated that the engine would be able to get to 99% of the speed of light if there is enough time and power. This machine makes use of Einstein's special relativity only, and that's where the problem lies, because there is always an action and reaction, which complicates matters for the helical engine. As of now, the helical engine is still just on paper, but it definitely opens up new avenues and ideas that could see us traveling into space at the speed of light. A machine of this speed would be able to take astronauts to Mars in less than 13 minutes, or even to the moon in just over a second. Dr. Burns mentions the advantages in his paper, stating that an engine of this sort could be used for more long-term satellite station keeping, as they would never have to be refueled. Though the engine hasn't become a reality yet, his idea is definitely unique, completely doing away with the need for rocket fuel altogether, like the EM drive, and if his engine does work as he predicts, it would completely revolutionize the idea of space travel. So while we may not be quite there yet, light speed travels is still a dream, but with constant innovations like this and changes in technology, maybe it won't be a dream for too long. So, what do you think? Will NASA's new engine succeed in bringing us one step closer to light speed travel? Let us know in the comments. And don't forget to mash the like button and subscribe to our channel for more videos like this. Thanks for watching. Back Nominal. We'll see you next time.
So what y'all think, people? Can they do it? You think they can do it? Can this engine actually be the engine? The same engine that they have on Star Trek. But Star Trek engine is a warp speed drive. And could this Dr. Byrne actually create this engine? I want y'all to go to YouTube and do your comments. Okay? Also, I'm going to start putting up the phone number so y'all can call in anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. Just give me your comments about the show and the season. And your comments about the next season and all. But this really fascinated me, you know, and it really got my attention. I mean, if this thing works, guys, just imagine we can get to the moon in just a second. We can get to Mars in just like 14 seconds, 14 minutes. 14 minutes to Mars and other planets too. Just imagine what other part of the galaxy that we can get to in months and maybe a year or something, you know? After the Shakuri, you know, and other solar systems. And I just, it's just coming all in as a science fiction writer, you know. I mean, guys, we would get there. And just like the guy said, with the change of technology and this engine, I could see us there about the end of the next decade, 2039 and 2040. We're going to hear about this engine more. We definitely going to hear about this more. And I'm going to keep my eyes on this. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, Gene Roddenberry, he had a vision from somebody from out of this world, order to created Star Trek. That vision, somebody gave him that vision to realize, to write Star Trek. You know, somebody gave him that idea. It came from above, from some source. And now we at the high point of technology that we can just push a button, our lights come on, we can talk to Alexa and so on. Oh my goodness. This, it might not be just a big deal right now, but like I said, it could be a big deal 10 years, maybe 20 years from now, as technology get more better. And maybe, just maybe, it will bring all the countries together too. And, oh my goodness, this thing about Russia and China learning about this engine, that would put the United States up more. And they're going to want this engine. You know? And this thing works, we're going to have our peace agreement on the table. You want to end with this? Destroy your missiles. That's right. I told you. We got some of the most brightest people in the world. And we got them in North Korea. We got them in China. And we got them in Russia. And we all come together and work together. And they bring their scientists over here. We go over there and work together on this. We might can do this together with the great country, the powerful countries. And the reason I say North Korea, because it's growing as a powerful country too. Like South Korea, you know. And just gotta stop all this fighting, people. Because if this thing works, we have to share it with the rest of the world. You know. And like I said, China and Russia is going to want to get in. And here's some more music. And it's almost time to go.
Oh, you don't need to let your body go. Hungry heart. It's not easy to start over. I've been there a couple of times, starting over. No, the wind the night comes over you, rest is in you. You will shed that skin. Oh, it feels like a long run. Steps, it's enough. Take it easy and let your feelings out. Don't push them aside. Don't hide. Know that when the night comes over you, rushes into you, you will shed that skin.
Oh,
rushes into you. You will shed that skin. Oh, it feels like a long run.
Good night, everyone, and thanks for joining me for the show. And live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. Love your neighbors. Love yourself. Be close to God, Jesus, and love everyone. God loves you. You love him, okay? All things will come to an end, and you will get where you want to go in life. Dreams do come true. They do. Pick God first, and doors will open. Ashley, and we love you. Good night.